So the monastic movement showed people who really cared about their soul that they had to do limits. And they did incredible limits. Like, they limited where they lived. It's as if their soul was a container and they had a container where they contained their soul. It's fascinating to think about that. So today, we have limits, and we need to intentionally limit where we go. And when we have excess, or where we allow our soul to go places, we need to repent of that, move back, declutter, remember, your soul is a container. But then we need to create a container or limit places that our soul will go. What do I mean by that? Well, first of all, limit, avoid idols and sinful distraction. Limit the role of the internet and all your associations with careful moderation. 1 John chapter 5:21, dear children, keep yourselves from idol. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 2, you know that when you were pagan, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. So one of the first things to do is to grasp that it is possible that clutter can come into your world. And, we talked about the internet. We talked about, like, Facebook Meta and what that's going to do. But there could be non-internet things as well. Things that just come at us. If the early church in the 300s was so bombarded by idols and everything, imagine us today. Now, careful moderation. How do we be in the world, not of the world? So one thing is to limit our exposure to sinful distractions of the soul. Here's something else. Gentle lifestyle of restoring your soul and limiting sin. Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourselves that you may also be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. Matthew 11, verse 28, come to me all who are heavy, wearied, and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. I realize that the soul is fragile. I realize we get tired. I realize that sometimes we feel as if we are bombarded, and if you want to walk a Christian life, it is very difficult. In fact, I can understand why those Christians would go to monasteries, because they just said, like, we don't know what to do. We're just going to, like, get out of all this. So they separate themselves. They create limits. And the limits are very physical. But most of us understand that that is not the calling laid upon your heart. You're called to be married. You're called to have a family. You're called to be in the workforce. You're called to reach your neighbors. All of those things you are called to do. And you are on the internet watching this right now. You do have a Facebook account. I mean, you get the struggle of the whole thing. So as much as we listen to the first thing about limit, 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 the second part is really important. Gentleness, gentleness, gentleness. God knows your struggle. If you open yourselves up to God, to others, and create a fabric of a community of encouragement, that will go a long way to help you find the moderation and the limits. And, when we grew up in my particular church, they would read the law and had a They would have a time of confession, and then a assurance of pardon would be given by the minister every Sunday growing up. And I remember going through my teenage years, and I could always feel like, oh, I really failed God. Oh, this and all of those things. But one thing I liked about that is that gentleness come back. If you confess your sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive you your sins. So, but there was a sensitivity to how the soul needed to come back to God. Come to me, all who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's where you ask the Holy Spirit to fill you daily, weekly, in the context of others, to care about the soul and realize that it is fragile and we need a Savior desperately. Practice minimalism, moderation, and contentment, decluttering your home lifestyle. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. Declutter your home and lifestyle. You know, we have another class here at Christian Leaders Institute about decluttering your life. And I think the turning, you know, how when you turn from idols, in a lot of ways, it is an intentional process. There's a story in the book of Acts where the conviction, this is late in Paul's missionary journeys, and the conviction is so strong that people come out and burn books that they had, just, you know, scrolls and that about witchcraft and other things. The clutter, how they turn from idols to serve the living and true God. So part of the challenge is to turn, but to turn in our very home. What in our homes need to be discarded that clutter our souls? What internet websites need to be decluttered from our habitual practice to visit? Which television programs need to be decluttered? Types of movies that need to be decluttered out of our choices? You know, we talked earlier in this class about the company. What company needs to be decluttered? Who do we tolerate but need to declutter from our lives? Romans 2, verse 20. Nevertheless, I have this against you. This is, by the way, Revelations 2, verse 20. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants into sexual immorality and the eating of food sacrificed to idols. You know, I've had an interest to study the early church in the first 100, 200 years of the early church, beyond the time of the apostles. And I am fascinated that, you know, sometimes people like idealize that time. Like, oh, that's such a time where everybody was close and people actually knew, people who knew the apostles and all of that. And as I studied this, I read this pretty thick book on how pagans thought about Christians. It became clear to me that it was a spiritual warfare. And we see that in roughly 95 AD when the Apostle John is, he's still alive, and just before that he writes Revelations, gets a vision. And then he talks about in these seven churches there are already clutter. Sexual immorality, and you know, is that like today? It's in churches, you know, to really get a safe church where ministers are godly and leaders are godly, and that there's not abuse and sexual abuse, and this is us today. We need the word. We need to have souls decluttered. We need to associate with company that keeps us on track to serve the living God. So There is a limiting. There's a limiting what the soul is exposed to. And, you know, I recall my godly father. We made it to 99 years old, and he would talk like that. He goes, you know, I don't do that. That's not good for me. I don't hang out at the bars. That's not good for me. You know, he sensed that his soul was a container, but he needed to limit where the container was going to be as well. It was an intentional practice that he lived, and I saw him live it, and I saw the blessing of life that came to him. So as we grow in developing soul health, what is it that we put into with our eyes? What is it what do we watch on TV or on the internet? Or what friends do we associate with? How do we find a careful moderation so that the idols that cling so closely do not cling and snare away from us our fire and passion to serve the Lord Jesus Christ?